Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge met today with congressional leaders to officially hand over legislation that would create a Department of Homeland Security. The bill formalizes the surprise proposal made by President Bush a dozen days ago. He wants to carry out the biggest government reorganization since 1947. Today, both Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill vowed to act swiftly to approve the new cabinet department, but as NPR's David Wellner reports, they acknowledged that some key questions remain unanswered.
After spending months turning down calls to testify before congressional committees, Homeland Security Director Ridge came here today seeking support, the kind of support he said lawmakers from both parties have already shown in fighting the war on terrorism.
And it's an honor for me to deliver the President's bill to establish a Department of Homeland Security because we also share the same mutual objective. And I'm confident that with the continuing bipartisan support that we've seen time and time again since 9/11, this is a mission that we'll be able to accomplish together.
Flanking Ridge in an ostensible show of unity were the leaders from both parties in both chambers of Congress. House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt predicted there would be bipartisan cooperation in creating a department with 170,000 employees from some 22 government agencies. Gephardt pledged to work with House Speaker Dennis Hastert to get the bill done quickly.
The Speaker and I have worked out a procedure for handling this legislation in the House. And I look forward to joining with him and others as we work to send the legislation to the president by September the 11th.
But the White House has set the more modest goal of getting the legislation enacted by the end of this Congress. House Republican leader Dick Armey today dismissed Gephardt's September 11th deadline as crazy. Speaker Hastert also seemed to be in less of a hurry to finish legislation that Democrats don't want overshadowing next fall's midterm elections.
We would like to get this thing done as quick as possible. However, we're not going to put haste in the way of doing it right.
And in a sign that today's display of unity may not endure in the months to come, Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle warned that creating a Homeland Security Department is not enough.
I think we all need to understand that this is the means to the end, not the end. This provides us the tool to get the job done. It doesn't do the job.
As proposed by the White House, the secretary of the new department would be given broad powers to reorganize the agency, and a powerful new undersecretary would head a unit charged with analyzing intelligence data. A White House official today did not rule out that the massive new department might be located outside Washington for security reasons. And although the administration strongly opposes moving the CIA or FBI into the new department, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress raised the possibility today of such a move. Senate Minority Whip Don Nichols said the biggest concern is that the government connect all the dots when it comes to intelligence data.
We've got to make sure that FBI and CIA are really working together, and I know that's part of the purpose of the new cabinet level agency is to make sure they coordinate. He or she will have that responsibility. But should parts of those independent agencies now be in this? That we haven't decided that.
Nichols suggested pieces of the FBI dealing with counterterrorism, for example, could be, in his words, carved off and placed in the new agency. 2 days from now, Ridge is to testify for the first time before committees in both the Senate and the House. And lawmakers say many questions must still be answered before they approve a Homeland Security Department. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.